Buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches. Telling a story, contando una historia. Hoy vamos a ver el vocabulario y la gramática que necesitamos para contar una historia, una anécdota, algo que pasó. ¿Bien? ¿Comprendes español perfectamente? Espero que sí. As you have understood, we'll talk about telling a small story, an anecdote. Ayer iba por la calle cuando de repente me encontré con mi amiga Pilar. Yesterday I was walking on the street when suddenly I ran into my friend Pilar. Iba por la calle. If you have your document, you see that I have underlined some of the verbs, mostly imperfect and indefinido, to highlight how we use these verbs here. Iba por la calle. Action in progress in the past. De repente me encontré, I ran into my friend Pilar. Me encontré, indefinido, specific action in the past. Encontrarse con alguien, to run into somebody, encontrarse con alguien normalmente. Mi padre hablaba con el portero cuando apareció la vecina del quinto. Esta le contó que... puntos suspensivos. Dot, dot, dot. My father was talking with the porter when the our fourth or the fifth floor neighbor show up. This person, this one, this neighbor, told him that, and then comes the rest. Mi padre estaba hablando. When we talk about action in progress in the past, we can use imperfect, hablaba, or we can use imperfect progressive. Ver estar in imperfect plus gerund, estaba hablando. Fourth floor, vecina del quinto. So, you know that in some countries, the first floor and the ground floor are different, so it's you have to adjust to the rules of the country, right? I know that in Spain, quinto is, obviously, quinto is fifth floor, but in some countries they count the ground floor as the first floor, so the numbers then don't match, right? So you just have to pay attention to what people say in your country and no problem. Estaba ya en el avión cuando me llamó mi tía y me contó la historia. I was already on the plane when my aunt called me and told me the story. Estaba ya en el avión. I was already on the plane. That was the situation in the past, imperfect. She called me, me llamó, indefinido. She told me the story, me contó. Specific action in the past, indefinido. Como hacía muy buen tiempo, decidimos salir a dar una vuelta. ¿A qué no sabes a quién me encontré? Como hacía buen tiempo, since the weather was nice, as the weather was very nice, muy buen tiempo, very nice, decidimos salir a dar una vuelta. We decided to go out for a walk. ¿A que no sabes a quién me encontré? What is this a que no? Guess who? When you say in English, guess who I ran into? ¿A que no sabes a quién me encontré? So it's a whole different structure here. If you have your document, you see it written there. In Spanish, it's an actual question. ¿A que no sabes a quién me encontré? In English, no. Guess who I ran into. If you would like to receive the document, SpanishwithPedro@gmail.com. Me encontré. I ran into somebody. But el martes... quedé con mis tíos para hacer una excursión. On Tuesday, I met with my uncle and my aunt to do an excursion. Quedar con alguien, to arrange a meeting with somebody. Lo pasamos muy bien, pero había demasiados coches en la carretera y llegamos muy tarde a casa. We had a great time, but there were too many cars on the road. Había muchos coches, demasiados coches en la carretera, and we arrived home very late. Y llegamos muy tarde. There were. Había. past tense of I, there is, there are. Ayer por la tarde iba a salir a comprar el periódico cuando me empezó a doler la espalda muchísimo. Iba a salir, this use of the verb to go in the imperfect with the translation, I was going to do something, I had the intention of doing something, but something happened and I didn't do it. And usually this thing that happened, indefinido. Ayer por la tarde iba a salir a comprar el periódico. I was going to go out and buy the newspaper cuando me empezó a doler la espalda muchísimo. When my back started to hurt a lot. Me empezó a doler. Cuando íbamos a llamar a la abuela, nos llamó el abuelo y nos dijo que ella estaba en el hospital. Cuando íbamos a llamar a la abuela. When we were going to call the grandmother, when we had the intention of calling the grandmother. Nos llamó el abuelo. The grandfather called us. Y nos dijo, and told us, que ella estaba en el hospital. That she was in hospital. Primero fuimos a comprar el vestido, después nos tomamos un café y al final pasamos por el estanco para comprar el periódico. First we went to buy the dress, then after that, afterwards we had coffee, we went for a cup of, to have a cup of coffee, and at the end, in the end, pasamos por el estanco, we stopped by the estanco to buy the newspaper. What is a estanco? A estanco is a mixture of a tobacco place where they sell cigarettes and a newspaper stand where they sell newspapers. So it has both. So that's why I say it's hard to translate it to English. I guess the newspaper stand, you can say, right? Había tanta gente por la calle que casi pierdo al niño. Fue horrible. And había tanta gente que. So that, this structure with tanto, tanta, tantos, tantas, que, so many, so much, that. Había tanta gente por la calle que casi pierdo al niño. Fue horrible. There were so many people on the streets that I almost lost the child. It was horrible. Casi pierdo al niño. I think today we're seeing a lot of things here. Eh? But this is chapter 91, so this is almost a review, right? A review of what we have seen, all these chapters. Iba a escribir al jefe, pero ha habido tantas interrupciones que no he tenido tiempo. Mañana le escribo. I was going to write to the boss. Iba a escribir. Intention. Pero ha habido tantas interrupciones. There have been so many interruptions. Ha habido, present perfect. I, present, ha habido, perfect. Hubo, there was, there were. Había, there was, there were. Ha habido, there have been, there has been. Remember that in Spanish is the same form for singular and plural, but not in English, right? There have been so many interruptions. Ha habido tantas interrupciones, so many interruptions, that que no he tenido tiempo, that I have not had enough time. Mañana le escribo. We use the present tense to talk about something in the future, something that has been planned for the future. Mañana le escribo. I will write him tomorrow. I have planned to write to him tomorrow. Hacía tanto frío que no pudimos salir del hotel en todo el fin de semana. It was so cold that we were not able to leave the hotel the whole weekend, for the whole weekend. Hacía tanto frío que. It was so cold that. No pudimos. We were not able. Right? We couldn't. We were prevented from doing it. Muy bien, señores. I think you have reviewed here or learned, I hope, a lot of things. If you have your document, now the exercises come. Let's do only the first one from the first exercise, of the first exercise. You have imperfecto. I give you imperfecto, and you have to write this, the verb imperfecto, indefinido, and presente. Había, perfecto, ha habido, indefinido, hubo, presente, hay. And then you have other forms to practice. Ejercicio número 2. ¿Qué verbos en el imperfecto o en el indefinido podemos usar? Ayer yo, la tele, cuando mi madre me... por teléfono. Ayer yo veía la tele cuando mi madre me llamó por teléfono. Ejercicio 3. ¿Qué palabra podemos usar? And here you have 6 or 7 sentences with blanks. Letra A, blank, espacio, fui a la farmacia y, espacio, fui a la oficina. Primero fui a la farmacia y después fui a la oficina. So it's an exercise to review connectors, right? Those of you who have the document, you see there are many options. And then the translations from sentences English-Spanish. Let's do the first one. After the meeting, I went to the pastry shop and I bought 3 delicious chocolate cakes. Después de la reunión, fui a la pastelería y compré 3 pasteles de chocolate deliciosos. Ladies and gentlemen, we finished talking about chocolate cakes. That's a wonderful ending for a podcast. You have to agree with me. Muchas gracias por escuchar. Nos vemos en el próximo episodio. Adiós, amigos.